This is the second shiur on the meaning of use of the mikvah on Shabbos. They're going to be mitzvah many, many more shiurim on the meaning of the mikvah bechlal, how it works, all the dinim of the mikvah, how a mikvah is built, with diagrams of Mitzvah Shem. And we'll have a field trip also. And we'll open up that mysterious door that's always locked by the boris to give everybody can have a peek to see what's doing there. But no, I want that it should be an Indian. It's the very beginning in halacha mikvahs, and really most we go through life without having hasaga of what it's all about. How does it work? So I thought it would be a good opportunity. It's such a simcha that we have the mikveh. That why shouldn't we use it as a time to learn the halachas of the mikveh? There are many, many, many halachas. It's very complicated, but at least to have all the yisaidis, to be Jews that have a strong idea and what a mikveh is, how it's built, and the dinim of the mikveh, and also why we go to the mikveh. So that the Indian, as I mentioned last week, I felt it was urgent to begin with the Indian of use of mikvah on Shabbos, because we don't want Chas v'Shalom to make mistakes. And we had the last Shabbos, every towel was used, I think, twice.
Nobody had a towel to use.
Yeah, so everybody at Baruch Hashem, I keep my own set over here. Now we're going to have some more towels coming in. It's a wonderful, wonderful sign. So the mikvah is being used Shabbos, but Jews have to know on Shabbos how to use a mikvah. And Bechlal, how can we use a mikvah Shabbos? This is what we were up to last week. So we, as I mentioned last time, we have to move at a quick pace. That's why Moshe is trying to put the tapes out, that since it's done very quickly, it's a little bit, it becomes more important to chaza, to review. And Mitzvah Shem, by the time, you know, we'll go through next year, we'll hopefully do many, many shiurim on the Inyan of Mikvahs. Special occasions, we'll have longer shiurim. I just want to have a cheshik to do the Inyan properly, that everybody should have a connection to it. And it's nogeh to the women as well, to how a mikvah works, even though I'm not talking about hilchos nida, that's not our Inyan now, but mikvahs. We left last week with the very important question of how is it possible that Jews go into warm, even hot, sometimes scalding hot mikvahs on Shabbos? How is it possible? We heard from no less an authority than the Chacham Tzvi, but the Chacham Tzvi is screaming about that to be toivel. He's talking about the women that are toivel in hot mikvahs, that it's an aveira and so on and so forth, and whoever's preparing these mikvahs is doing an aveira. And there's a gzeira that we have. It's beferish and shas in the Gemara. It's brought down by all the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the Mogen Avraham, and it's the Gemara that there's a gzeira that we're afraid that people are going to heat up the mikvah on Shabbos. So the question is, how is it possible to use a hot mikvah on Shabbos? So that's what we're going to begin with. Today we're going to cover that, Bez Hashem, and the Indian also of the hair and Shechita. That's what we're going to try to do now. So there's a Korban Nisanel. This is a very, very crucial Korban Nisanel. Korban Nisanel is an important parish on the Rosh. This Korban Nisanel is found in the second parak of Shabbos, Simon Yud Gimel. I'm trying to always give them a curious because it's important if you have a chance to look into the Inyan. And a lot of time went into trying to put together the Makarius, and I want you should have the appreciation to look up something. So the Korban Nisanel in the second parak of Shabbos, Simon Yud Gimel, in the Rosh, Simon Yud Gimel, says an astounding chiddush. And even those who don't paskin like this need this. The Korban Nisanel says that the gzeira of machatzoyis, the gzeira not to wash in hot, not to bathe in hot water on Shabbos, that is a gzeira that was only made regarding rechitza, bathing. But the Chachamim never had in mind, the Korban Nisanel says, tvila shel mitzvah. There was never a gzeira, they never made such a decree when it came to toiveling for a mitzvah. So the Achron, there was only the issur to bathe in hot water was a special din by rechitza, bathing, not by toiveling. So the Achronim are struggling to understand and to explain where this comes from. Where does the Korban Nisanel get this from? That there was never a gzeira on what? On tevila b'chamin in hot water, only b'chitza, bathing in hot water. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says that I am the Korban Nisanel. The Mishnah Berurah says that we should look at the Korban Nisanel, but he does not explain the Korban Nisanel. Neither be Yehuda also brings down the Korban Nisanel. He works through the Korban Nisanel a little bit, and then he ends up paskening that one should not rely upon the this heter of the korban the sandal, and the water cannot be hot water in the mikveh, it can be poshrim. Let's call that for the meantime lukewarm, although it's not so poshrim, but let's call it lukewarm, just for lack of a better term, because we're not there yet. But it can't be hot. The Nebi that brings the korban the sandal, Mishnah Berurah brings the korban the sandal, neither of them paskin like the korban the sandal, and they both say that they both come out saying that the mikveh can only be lukewarm, it can't be hot. And yet, we have an extraordinary comment from the Sanzer Rav, the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim, in the second chelik of Aruch Chaim Simcha Vav, says the following: "Dikvar nohogu litbol bechamin," that we already have the minhag; it's already our custom to toivel in hot water. "Vahanach lehem liYisrael," and leave the Jews alone; let them do it. Let them do it. Because we've seen great tzaddikim of our generation that they do this. Now, Kedai Rabbeinu HaKadosh Misanz Lismechalov. We could rely upon the Divrei Chaim when he says such a thing. And for me personally, that would be fine. The question is, everybody here knows that the Sanzer Rav is a Goyin Olam. And he was what we would call nowadays a halachic Jew for sure, right? So, to say that we've seen Gedolim do this and leave them, let them do it, let the Jews do it, let them go on hot mikveh, if there's a possible violation of a Gzeres Chachamim, it's shocking. So what's the Yisayt Hadar? Since we see that the view of the Korban the Sanal was not widely accepted, and it seems in the Divrei Chaim that he's also not Soymech on the Korban the Sanal, so where does it come from? The Heter. Which the rites is widely accepted. And even by those where the men don't go to the mikveh, the women go to the warm mikveh, the hot mikveh. Where does it come from? If you look in the Hagoyas of Rabbi Akiva Eger, on Aruch Chaim Simen Shin Chav Vav, there Rabbi Akiva Eger says that the Isser from Chazal, the Gezer of the Isser from Chazal, to bathe in hot water, in water that was heated up on Shabbos, that is talking about water that was heated up by means of a maisa, of an act where there was human involvement in heating the water. Where there was a maisa Shabbos, where there was a maisa that took place on Shabbos, through the means of a human being. But if there was no mice that took place on Shabbos by a human being, even though l'maisa the water is being heated, so Rabbi Kivega says that it's no different than the din in the Gemara and Shabbos of poiskin mayim legina erev Shabbos im chashecha umismaleis vahileches kol haShabbos. In modern terminology, and this is what many of the kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael and the yeshuvim are relying upon, that there's a desperate need for watering to take place. The sprinkling system, or sprinkler system, can the irrigation system, can be opened before Shabbos, im chashecha, before candle lighting, let's say, and can be left on the entire Shabbos, and the field is irrigated and is watered the entire Shabbos. We're not going to go to the Inyan of Maris Ayin. There's a Chu from Har Tzvi and there's a Chazanish. We're not going to Sitzel. Yes, that's not important for now. But the Yisayid HaDavar is, the underlying rationale, Rabbi Kivego explains, of this is that there was no Maisei of a human being on Shabbos to make this happen. Similarly, he explains, when there was no physical act that took place on Shabbos to heat up the water, then there is no Isser Rechitza in that water. There is no prohibition to bathe in that hot water on Shabbos. And Alpi Dvarav, based upon this psak, this chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, The modern day poskim, I say that already from the 19th century already, the second part of the 19th century, but the poskim began to talk about using a radiator to heat up, a radiator that's being used that has a Shabbos clock, or in even more modern times where there are thermostats, where the heating system, like we have here, of the mikveh, is with a thermostat. Based upon this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's not called a Maisei Odom Mishabbos. It's not called the physical act of a person on Shabbos, and in such water, it's permitted to bathe. This is a discussion that's found in the Maram Shik, in the Sholem Eishiv, in the Maharshag, and in the Hartzvi from a Pesach Frank, and many other poskim, that when a person sets a Shabbos clock or adjusts the thermostat on Friday, that act of programming the Shabbos clock, or that act of setting the thermostat, is not called an act of igniting or of extinguishing, turning something on or turning something off on Shabbos. If that were the case, we'd have a lot of problems in our homes. Because even if we turned on things before Shabbos, right? If we would turn on things before Shabbos, or press a button before Shabbos, and it continues to work throughout Shabbos, so there would be a problem in being able to use any of these things. So these poskim, all relying upon this chiddush in the Hagos Rabbi Kiva Eger, say that that's not called a Maisei Shabbos if on Friday the person who's running the mikveh adjusts the timers. Nowadays they usually don't use timers, they use thermostats. But the thermostat is adjusted and there's no Maisei Odom that's involved in that act. And that's the heter that really that's the site upon which this entire heter is based. In addition to that, it's important to remember the Ran and the Rashba in Shabbos, when they discuss this gzeira, that forbids bathing in hot water on Shabbos, because a person might come to add some coals or to move the coals around to make the fire go hot, you know, to add to the heat. So the Ran and the Rashba, according to this Ran and Rashba, l'chayra, you would say that nowadays, shouldn't we be afraid that the person who's in charge of the mikveh might go on Shabbos and turn up the heat? You'll always have some heat in the mikveh that'll say it's not hot enough. There's always going to be somebody like that. So why aren't we afraid? If the yesod here, according to the Ran and the Rashba, the whole gezeira is that you might come to increase the fire on Shabbos, so even though we set the thermostat before, right, so it's all being done on Friday, and we have now the heter of Rabbi Akiva Eger that says as long as you didn't do a maaseh on Shabbos, you can have the thermostat or the Shabbos clock set before Shabbos, as long as you're not doing a maaseh on Shabbos. But aren't we afraid of what the Ran and the Rashba are telling us? That the whole thing is that you might come to increase the heat? So the terrorist is that the Maharsham, the Brijana Rav said like this. The Maharsham says that as long as there's a heker, as long as there's a way to remember to do something, that there should not be any easy and open access to the heating element, so in that case we're not worried about the Gzeiras Machatzos. Therefore, when you have a Shabbos clock or a thermostat which is used to heat the mikveh, that box where the controls are, that box has to be locked for Shabbos. It can't be kept open. It has to be locked. And that there's a heker, and it's closed. And based upon that, the poskim are mekel, we're not worried that a person is going to increase the temperature of the water on the thermostat that was set before Shabbos. Now, afal pichein. And we have this statement of the Divrei Chaim to leave Yidden, let them do, they're doing it, it's okay. It's all right. Hanach lahem. It certainly is advantageous, halachically, that the water be paishrim, not chamim. That they be what's called in halacha paishrim and not chamim. Because the Noida Behuda, the Mishnah Brura, and others say that there was never an Isser on Mayim Peshim to bathe in in Mayim Poishim. The only issue was to bathe, and the Gemara was a gzeira on Mayim Chamim, not on Mayim Poishim. And that's why, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Shilcha Vav, it seems pretty clear that even though the Mishnah Berurah is not crazy about going into Mayim Poishim on Shabbos either, still over there he says that when you're using Mayim Poishim together with the Korban Nisanal, you remember the Korban Nisanal? The Korban Nisanal says there was never a gzeira on toiveling in a mikveh. It was only a gzeira on what? On bathing for cleanliness, for rechitza. So the Mishnah Berurah says that with Mayim Poishim, if they're not hot and they're just poshrim together with the kula of what? Of Rabbi Kiva, not Rabbi Kiva, of the Korban Nisanal. So the Mishnah Berurah allows using Mayim Poishim in the mikveh on Shabbos. And the poskim said that even in that situation, even the Chacham Tzvi, it seems to Mishuva, even the Chacham Tzvi would allow the women to use a mikveh that's not cold. It's not cold. It doesn't have to be cold. Now the question, of course, is what's Mayim Poishim? What does that mean? Okay. So Mayim Poishim, according to many poskim, can be so hot that none of us would want to go into it. Let me explain. The Mishnah Berurah in the Sharat Sin, in Shin Chavav, in the Sharat Sin Ches and Tes. If you look there in the Sharat Sin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the definition of Mayim Poishim is Ein Hayad Soledes Bo. It means Ein Hayad Soledes Bo. Ein Hayad Soledes Bo, which is also brought down in the Ksais HaShulchan, is brought down in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that the halach is it can't be Soledes. Now, what does that mean, the Ein Hayad Soledes Bo? It means that according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, by the way that we measure things nowadays, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shleimer, he holds that from 112 degrees Fahrenheit, 45 degrees Celsius and up, is Yad Soledes. Moshe holds that 110 degrees Fahrenheit is already Yad Soledes. So even if we'll be machmir like Rav Moshe, and the mikveh will be 109 degrees, that should be comfortable. That's called, according to most poskim, that's called Mayim Poishim. Less than 110 degrees is Mayim Poishim. The truth should be said that the Ksois HaShulchan, was written. There's a very important halacha sefer. The Badei Shulchan is written one of the Gedolei HaPoiskim, who was actually was a Chabad Chalsi, was a Rav in Chevron. So he brings down a number of Achrayim who say that, and it seems like that's from the Chacham Tzvi and other places, that Poishim means water that still has some coolness to it. So that's obviously, there's a big jump between 110 degrees and water that has a little bit of coolness, but it's not hot. This is the range that we're dealing with. So, Lamaisa, the Welt is Soymech, relies upon the combination of Rabbi Kiveger, the Korban Nisanal, and the Divrei Chaim. Certainly when I say the Oilam, I'm talking about the Chassidish Oilam for sure. And nowadays, as I mentioned, even many Jews were not from the Chassidish Oilam. However, a great Chassidish Rabbi in Posek, who you all heard of, the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer wrote in Aruch Chaim, Tov Kuf Chav Vav. V'dvar mikveh chama shetoivlen bo b'Shabbos. The Avnei Nezer writes, regarding the hot mikveh, which people are going to toivlen on Shabbos, v'yoshmin oid sham, achar ha-tvila akaydim, and they like to stay in the water a little bit before and a little bit after. It's nice, especially if it's in the winter. And they didn't have central heating like we have. So to be in a hot mikveh was certainly a pleasure. So the Avnei Nezer says that regarding the mikveh chamish and tovlin bo b'Shabbos v'yoshmin oid sham achar ha-tvila akaydim, ha-yeshiva vaday oser. Avnei Nezer says it is absolutely forbidden to hang out in the mikveh on Shabbos. You are not allowed to sit in the mikveh. Achli kones v'litbol tekef. So no one can have a taina that this is from a misnagi. This is from Avnei Nezer. He says that you have to go into the mikveh and you have to toivel right away in the mikveh. V'lotzeis Ulaachat tefila miyad. And right, you go in, you tefil, and you run out. And then he says, Yesh makam lahat, then we can be mekel, we have the devichayim, and so then we're mati. The Lahiris Nosson, Rav Nosson Gestetner, who Baruch Hashem is alive and well, is one of the biggest poskim in the world. Rav Nosson Gestetner wrote a number of opinions from Achrayim who said that those Jews who are sitting in a hot mikveh on Shabbos, they think they're doing a mitzvah. He says a mitzvah habor ba'aveir. He says that it's touching upon the possibility that the Irvin is the Dirabanan, because the whole heter of the Karban Nisan was what? Was only tevila, was not rechitza. And tevila means that a yid goes into the mikveh, he tevils and he comes out, and that proves that his entire intention is just for a mitzvah, not because he's having a good time. He goes in and he doesn't start schmoozing in the mikveh. He goes into the mikveh and he goes out of the mikveh. The only thing, otherwise the whole thing of the Karban Nisanel is batel mevutel. Karban Nisanel says it can't be rechitza, it's only a tevila. To tevil means you go to tevil and you come out. The only thing that Rav Nosson says, that Rav Nosson Gestetner says, is that sometimes you end up in a mikveh that's so hot that you're not brave enough to go right away. So he says then there's a heter if you get into the mikveh and you need to gather up a little bit of courage. I don't know if any of you ever in the Turkish bath in Yerushalayim. So you go into the mikveh. So he says, if you need a moment to strengthen yourself to go in, so then there's a heter to stand there for a minute or two, just you can be able to get up the courage. But other than that, he says, but it's absolutely forbidden. And he mentions there the result, which I said to some of the chevra, that even though you know that there are different minhagim, and we're going to talk about this in Yetzir Hashem, we'll talk about this when we discuss the holding of Tfilas Ezra, you know that there are different minhagim about how many times to tevil. There are different minhagim. There are people to tevil one time, two times, three, four. There are people to tevil 26. There are people to tevil over 100 times, I've seen. There are people to tevil many, many different minhagim. And the Ikar on Erev Shabbos, according to the Arizal, as I've mentioned before, the Ikar is twice on Friday. The first time, I'll talk about this more in Mishram Shabbos Yeftanun this year in Machshava. The first time that a person tevils is to remove the 6 days of the week. And the second time on Friday when you go down again, and that's to be Mislabish and Kedusha Shabbos, to enclose oneself in the holiness of Shabbos. Those are the two tevilas. You want to do more, but those are the basic two tevilas of Friday. So, according to the Arizal, that is not the case Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning to tevil once is sufficient. And Rav Nosson Gestetner says that he saw from big people, from great tzaddikim, that even though they normally would tevil many times, but Shabbos morning, because of the chumrah, because we're afraid of the inyan of rechitz on Shabbos, Shabbos morning, I don't have to remove, God forbid, anything that's negative from Shabbos night. Therefore, according to this, it would be enough to tevil once. It would be enough to tevil once Shabbos morning, not to go many times. That's his view, and there are others that say that you could tevil the usual amount as long as you don't stay anything extra. You just tevil, you go in, you go out. But it's kedai probably it's kedai to tevil one time Shabbos morning instead of more than that. Now the question of hair and schita, which is one of the main reasons that the Vilna Gaon was opposed to using the mikveh on Shabbos morning. Drying the hair. The Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Chav, Siv Katan Chav Gimel, brings the Rambam, Lahalacha. The Rambam says, HaSoichet Es HaSeir, somebody who squeezes out the hair, the water from the hair, somebody squeezes out the hair, it's potter avalasa. It's potter, that means midaraisa, you're potter, but it's midaraisa, it's okay, but it's also, from the Chacham said it's also, you're not allowed to do it, but midaraisa, you're potter. Why is that? Why are you potter for squeezing the hair out from on Shabbos? The answer Rashi says in the Gemara, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Harav and Shin Chavav Sivav. The reason is Because Shaaseya Kosha Ve'eno Barleya. Rashi says, because the hair is tough and it doesn't absorb liquids. It doesn't absorb. So therefore, as the Rav explains in Shulchan Aruch, because the Rambam, and we see from Rashi, hold that because the saris, the hair, is this kind of material, therefore, your potter midaraisa, but it's also midivrei seifim. But still, since it resembles schita, and it appears and it looks like schita, therefore it's also midivrei seifim, it's forbidden midraban. In addition to that, there's another kula, there's another reason why we're making more with hair, and the answer is that there's a difference, and we don't have time to go into the whole union of schita, but you know that there's a difference when a person is squeezing something for the purpose of using the derivative, using the liquid that he squeezes out from the orange or from the grapefruit, for the purpose of using the liquid. In this situation, the person is not at all interested in the water that comes out of his hair. Adarabba, the water that you squeeze out from the hair is halach le'ibud. It goes into the towel. You're not interested in that water at all. So because of that, there's no issa deraisa of mefarik, of dash, of schita, midaraisa. Still, there's an issa derabanan of schita even with hair, that it resembles the act of being seichet. And that's why there are many poskim who say that you are not allowed to use a towel to dry the hair on Shabbos. However, the Ben Ish Chai, in the second, in Shana Beza, Parshas Pekudei, you know, the Ben Ish Chai is divided by years and parshas. So the Ben Ish Chai writes the following. Listen carefully. Those who go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning should not squeeze out the water from the hair. Ella yaviu mitpachas gedoli, should bring a big cloth, we call that a towel. Hamiyuchel amiguf, for drying. V'yisnagvu bav, yikonchu bav pnei v'raisham, they should wipe off the face and on the head. V'afal gav da'aydeh kinoach nischat ha'seir, even though it's true that when they put the towel on the face, on the beard, and they put the towel on the hair, that on the head, that there's going to be some schita, something's going to come out from the hair. Havishchita kla'achayat. Besides that, it's already not a deraisa because the Rambam and Rashi say that there's no schita deraisa by hair because it doesn't really absorb. In addition to that, the Ben Ish Chai says it's kla'achayat. What does it mean kla'achayat? It means it takes place in a different way. It's not the usual way to squeeze something by putting a towel on it. The usual way is to squeeze something. The kaven the schita saya the rabbanan, and since to begin with, squeezing hair is midrabbanan, as we learned. He tiru b'chahay gavna mishum dahavi klaachayad. They were making in this way to put the towel on the beard and on the hair. That is kla'achayad, and using and a new doing it is being done in an unusual way. And nobody wants that water. The water, you don't care what happens to that water. Still, the Ben Ish Chai says that when you dry your hair, you shouldn't do it b'koyach. You shouldn't do it the way you would normally do it. You shouldn't do it strong, in a strong way, to get it really dry. Instead, he says ela benachas la'at la'at, more like patting it. You should pat the hair instead of rubbing the hair with a towel, with a beard. You should do it gently. Ad sheyivlu hamayim shebeseiv matpachas, so that the water gradually becomes absorbed into the towel, not forcefully, but just letting, but dabbing it on the hair and on the beard, and the towel absorbs the water. That's the kula of the Ben Ish Chai. In Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, which you know. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos is a valuable treasure of the Piskei Halachos of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the author of Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, Rav Neuwirth. He should be well, that he is a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So we have many of the Piskei Halachos of Rav Shlomo Zalman are in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos. So in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, on the first chelik, page Kuf Nun Aleph, he brings that it's permitted to dry the hair. It's permitted to dry the hair, but also, like the Ben Ish Chai says, you're not allowed to intentionally take the towel in a rough way to squeeze out the water, to rub out the water. Now, I saw recently, these past few years, they've been putting out Piskei Halachos from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach called Shulchan Shlomo. In the Shulchan Shlomo, over there, in the third Chelek, page Samach Gimel, he brings and this is all checked, the Shulchan Shlomo has the Haskama of Rav Shmuel Auerbach, it was all checked by the family. He brings there in Shulchan Shlomo from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Rav Shlomo Zalman held that you don't have to even be machmir like the Ben Yishchai. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to hold that he says Choshvani Shlomo Mistar B'Kach. The Ben Yishchai says you have to just dab, you have to be klach hayad. Rav Shlomo Zalman says doesn't seem to me that you even have to be careful with that, and he explains that in the Gemara that talks about Schitas Se'aris, squeezing the hair, so Ravashi is the more stringent view. Ravashi is the one who holds that there is such a concept of schita by here. But Ravashi is talking in the Gemara there about shemen ava, which means thick oil. Thick oil. So Shlomo Zalman says that over there it mamash looks like schita, because when there's thick oil in the hair, and the person is squeezing it, you see something oozing out, and it looks like it's schita. Masha'enikin of Shlomo Zalman says, and that's the strict view in the Gemara of Ravashi. Masha'enikin of Shlomo Zalman says that when you are taking a towel after the mikveh and you put the towel on your hair and you rub the hair a little bit, he says Lo yadati maro kol kach la'achmer b'zeh. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I don't see why one has to be strict. He says you bechlal don't see anything coming out. It doesn't even look like schita. And Rav Shlomo Zalman la'alocha is meikel. So l'chadchila, Rabbi Yisai would say it's better not to do that. It's better to do like the Ben Yishchai says, and to just to dab the hair, not to rub it, because sof kol sof you're posting more against the whole thing, and it's probably better to do that. But if you see someone that's rubbing the hair, you should know that Rav Shlomo Zalman is makel, that you could even, you're allowed to even with the towel to even rub the hair and to rub the beard. But l'chadchila it's probably better not to do that. If it's very cold out in the winter and you're worried about you have to go outside, well, maybe you could to be more makel or with a child. But stam, it's better not to do that. And what do you do with the wet towel afterwards? It's not muktzah, and we're not afraid that the person is going to squeeze out the towel. The Mishnah Berurah discusses that. However, you're not allowed to take a wet towel from the mikveh and to hang it someplace with the intention to dry. You're not allowed to hang it with the intention to dry. You are allowed to put it on the regular hook where you would put it, or to hang it in the normal way, let's say, to put it on where you wouldn't usually put it. But you can't put it on the line. You can't put it next to the boiler, next to a radiator. You can't do that. You'll have to just put it the way you would normally hang it up. You don't have to throw it down and crumple down. You can't put it on the hook, but you can't hang it up with the purpose, with the intention of drying. That's probably not allowed. During the week, normally a person on the lift, they normally would do that. They would just hang the towel up. But to hang it across the thing is the intention to dry the towel. It looks like the person is trying to dry it. So it's probably better not to do it. It's better just to hang it up, to put it on the hook. I wanted to end with an interesting inyan. And then, Mitzvah Shem, after the summer, we're going to go into the whole inyan of Tevilas Ezra and how the mikveh is built and all the halachas of the mikveh. There's something fascinating that's really not well known. There's a Shitas HaMordechai. We were talking about heating the mikveh on Shabbos. There's a Shitas HaMordechai that's brought down in his Hilchas Mikvayis. The Hilchas Mikvayis of the Mordechai is in the back of Masechta Shavuos. And in Siman Tov Shin Nun, the Mordechai says it's also behechlet, it's totally forbidden, even during the week, to add any hot water to a mikveh. According to the Mordechai, you're not allowed to have a hot mikveh even during the week. To us, that sounds like apikoros, it's chas v'shalom. To have a hot mikveh during the week. Why? I want you to hear what an interesting thing is. He says, because we're afraid, he holds that this is part of the Gezeiras Machatzos, not just Shabbos. He says during the week also you can't have a hot mikveh. Why? He says because we're afraid that if we're going to let people use hot mikvahs, then in the eyes of the Hamainam, in the eyes of the simple people that don't really know how to learn, A hot mikveh is no different than a hot bath. They'll think it's the same thing as going into the bathhouse. The goyim also had bathhouses in those days. They think it's going into a bathhouse. So the Mordechai, the shittas of Mordechai is that he holds as a gzeiros machatzoyis that the mikvahs can only be at best room temperature. And cannot be warm at all. Now the Maharsham and other posts can bring this Mordechai down, and they say that this chumrah of the Mordechai applied in those days when the way that the mikvahs were heated, but they would bring big pots of boiling water from a fire, and they would take these pots and they would pour from the pots, or these big things, they would pour into the mikveh. And because people in that way, people would say, hey, this isn't rain. Damratzim don't know how it works with the mikveh. We didn't talk about it. We're going to talk all about Mayim Shuvim. So they would say, hey, look at that. I thought this has to be rainwater. And I see somebody coming with a pot of boiling water, pouring the boiling water into the mikveh. Isn't that called Mayim Shuvim? That's not rainwater. That's not from God. That's from the sink. So how could they do that? So people are going to think, well, I guess if you could use that, then I might as well take a bath at home. I might as well have a hot bath at home, but I have to come over here to the mikveh. I'll go to a hot bath. Because they see that people are pouring water into a mikveh. Pouring water into a mikveh, which, you know, you can't pour water into a mikveh. All you need is Abraham Son, you need Hashokin, so we're not going to talk about that now. But people don't know this. All they know is that they see people come with pots pouring water into a mikveh, boiling water. Says, I can do the same thing at home. This is not rainwater. So they don't know how it works. So the Maharsham says that's because in those days, that's why the Mordechai was worried, that people are going to come to be Mekel when they see people pouring boiling hot water into mikvahs. They're going to think that you're allowed to use Mayim Shuvim, meaning what? Water that's drawn by human beings, not rainwater. And they're going to chas v'shalom be Mekel, that the men and the men's habitzah, so what if they go to? They go to Mayim Shuvim, it's not a big deal. But the women, God forbid, they're going to take bath and they're not going to go to the mikveh. That's the reason for the chumrah of the Mordechai. Does anybody hold by the chumrah of the Mordechai nowadays? Absolutely not. Nobody holds like this chumrah of the Mordechai. It's brought down all already from the earlier Achronim, from the Ma'aril, the Radbaz, the Chidah, the Sholem Meshev, many Chassam Sofer, Ma'asham, all the poskim explain that nowadays Yarda Chul Shel Ha'olam. Nowadays we're very, very weak. We can't take the, you know, nowadays if the mikveh wouldn't be warm, the post of the Chassam Sofer says that the women are not even going to go to the mikveh. If it's going to be too cold, they're not going to go. And because of this chumrah of the Mordechai, then maybe the Mordechai meant this, maybe he meant that. If there's the slightest possibility that one woman, the Chassam Sofer says, is not going to go to the mikveh because she doesn't want to go in cold water. So for that, the poskim say that it's not kedai. And that because the generation is weaker and people are not as strong as they used to be, so therefore, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa does bring the opinion of the Mordechai that Asa's putting hot water into a mikveh even during the week, despite this, the minig is to be mekel. The Ben Yishchai says in Rav Palam in the fourth chelik, the Ben Yishchai says that it's even in the mikvahs of those Jews who accepted all the piskei halachas of Maran, of the Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch brings down the Mordechai halacha. So you know that many of the Sfaradic kehilas, if something is in the Shulchan Aruch, they don't mess with that at all. There's nothing to talk about. If Maran, if the Shulchan Aruch says it, it's finished. So the Ben Yishchai says in Rav Polim that even the Jews who paskin everything like the Shulchan Aruch, like Maran, they also, the minig is also that all Jews, Sfadim, Ashkenazim, nowadays use a hot mikveh. Adarabah, the Ben Yishchai and other poskim say that bedavke, you should warm up the mikveh now to encourage people to use it, because people nowadays, if it's not going to be warm, we're afraid that they're going to be mekel, and they'd rather take a bath than take a shower, and it would be the opposite of the Mordechai's entire intention would come out, that people are not going to chas v'shalom go to the mikveh. Therefore, the minig nowadays is accepted completely. It's widely accepted that the mikvehs are all heated up, and we're allowed to use a hot mikveh on Shabbos as well, provided it's l'chadchila better to have it under 110 degrees, and that a person should tevel immediately and to leave, and in that schus, Klaishol will achieve the Tahara and not Hashem to be over any Averis, not their Isis, and not their abundance, and it will be truly a Mikvi Yisrael Hashem, Moshiach, Be'esar, and the Shbizarich Metrashem to see the Yeshua Be'esar, the Gulashan Gharanid, Mithis, Mehavi, and Melamed.